1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Too often, IT departments or technologists work to uncover the needs of the organization or the business in silos, building or buying a new tool or rolling it out and training business units on the new technology. And with technology democratization, everyone can be an innovator. It adds a sort of grassroots layer previously missing from enterprise innovation. The tools of democratization are the spark to ignite transformation. And it means that we can all be innovators inside our organization. However, it's not just about giving people access to new shiny baubles and tools. Companies must really be thinking about how they teach their people to think like technologists. And that really was one of the key trends to emerge in the Accenture Technology Vision 2021 report, iTechnologist. And to talk about the report, I'm joined now by Willie Schoeman, Managing Director for Accenture Technology in Africa. Willie, just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey in the Accenture innovation space.
Good evening, Michael. Good to chat to you again. Yeah, my journey started many years ago. I'm a trained technologist. Started as a developer back in the early 90s. If we look at what I'm passionate about, it's all about people, tech, and innovation, and I'm very blessed to be part of an Accenture organization with 500,000-plus like-minded individuals.
And at this halfway mark of the year, just briefly tell us about the Accenture Technology Vision 2021 report and how some of those trends have unfolded through the course of the year.
Yeah, interesting. So it's the 21st year we've done this, and it truly is a massive piece of research. We surveyed more than 6,000 business and IT executives, 31 countries, including South Africa. We kind of try and peek around the corner a bit, Michael, to see what will be changing and will change our world over the next year. And frankly, the themes this year was all about how to drive growth and change now that we start shaping our post-pandemic reality. And the reality of how it's unfolded, everything is spot on. In fact, innovation is even faster than we anticipated. If you think about the leaders in this field, just before COVID, we said we think that the top 10% of digitally transformed organizations was performing at a factor of 2 better than their competitors. You know, today we think that factor is 5. So those that were innovating are really putting distance between them and the competitors.
And shows you the business imperative of enabling an environment that leads to greater innovation, faster moving technologists inside the organization. And the report also speaks about the democratization of technology. It's a buzzword we hear a lot about. What does this mean in practice? And why is it so important to South African businesses to think about the democratization of tech?
So let me tell you the way that we define it. Obviously, the pandemic in our world has hit a giant fast forward button. You know, all of us jolted into a world where we had to adopt and adapt and get to terms with new ways of working and new technologies. Let's think Zoom and Teams, etc. But what we're talking about here, Michael, is slightly more profound. We're saying that we think we're moving into a world where technology and solutions are no longer owned by the IT organizations in organizations. We think that there's enough of an access to the new wave of skills and tools and low-code, natural language, robotic process automation, things that will allow even at grassroots level for innovation to happen. So, i.e. freeing up the tech organizations to do the high-end work and innovation to happen down close to the customer and close to where the problems are.
It sounds to me, Willie, when you explain it like that, and I liken it to my childhood playing with Lego an awful lot. And technology has always been out of the realms of most because in order to be able to play with those Lego blocks, the blocks were learning how to code and that language of coding. Now those blocks are accessible to anyone. So anyone who could effectively build something out of Lego can use these new blocks of low-code technology to create solutions as they want to. Now, how does the democratization of technology enable businesses to really fortify their business and also bypass that skills gap that I've just mentioned?
Yeah, you're spot on. And those Lego blocks, as you call them, are so available now and they're so easy to use. You know, it doesn't take much for a pretty average non-IT executive to now build a pretty decent solution or a mobile app or a new website using Power Apps or Honeycode from AWS, etc. But how to bypass the skills gap? Frankly, there needs to be a dual strategy. However, organizations are still going to need the high-end skills to do the cyber, to make sure security is in place, the applications gets moved to cloud, etc. But workers at every other level can use these new tools to create solutions that apply to them. So, and I give you a very simple example. One of our big pharmaceutical companies globally, in the early days of COVID, trained 1,500 of their non-IT people to use robotic process automation tools. Hmm. And then they left it. And in a matter of 14 months, this group of 1,500 people deployed more than 300 bots in the environment. Little bots to make their day-to-day work a bit easier. No IT organization involved.
Now, that is a powerful example of the way we're already seeing businesses tap into this evolution and revolutionary new technology as well. How can businesses best prepare themselves? If you've just painted this future where the Lego blocks are now there, they're available to everyone, how should businesses be preparing their processes and their people, and what's needed to activate this grassroots transformation? Because it is going to require a big cultural shift.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, not everyone needs to be an expert coder or become an expert technologist, but everyone should start thinking about, start thinking like a technologist. And what I mean by that is that we organizations should do two things. First of all, identify the tools that are available, buy the tools that's required for the teams, and teach them to use it. But then the second thing, Michael, and that's more important, kick off an exercise to get the organization to think about solutions. Not just think about using the tools, think about using Teams or Zoom, but creating the solutions within that to help my everyday work. And in doing that, kind of step away from the monotonous day-to-day work, but finding high-end solutions using these new Lego building blocks, as you put it.
Our business is going to have to reinvent themselves fundamentally, because of what I'm hearing you say is probably second nature to many startups, many in Silicon Valley. A lot harder to implement if you're an old industrial conglomerate to say, well, right, we're just going to give everyone in the organization these tools and we're going to see what they come up with.
Look, I don't think there's massive reinvention necessary. I think there's absolute conscious decision that needs to be taken to drive it through the organization. But, Michael, innovation is happening in any case. And those organizations that are not spotting this opportunity, they're going to be struggling in years to come. They are going to be the ones disrupted by these new, more nimble players. So as far as I'm concerned, if you can get to your, and when we talk about the grassroots layer, but if you can get your last mile of workforce, the one that actually works with the client or the customer on a daily basis, to use these tools, to interact with technologies and the technology organization, there your innovation will start. And it will no longer be a case of, IT guys go to users, get design specs, go and build it in a dark corner, bring it back, test it, and deploy it. Mm. The users will do it themselves. And I don't think organizations are going to be forced, jolted, to accept this.
So
I don't think a massive need is required.
Vinny, give us a few questions in that businesses should be asking themselves on this journey to democratizing technology.
Number one, are you already training your workers down to every level as to how to use these new technologies, and not just use them, but how to build solutions on them? So that is absolutely number one. Two, for me, is have you defined and made this a C-suite imperative? This democratization of the technology, getting it down to the grassroots level. Is there someone on your exco who is responsible for this? And then thirdly, I think just have you identified one area? Just go with one area, start experimenting, take some of the tools there, put the guardrails down. That's still important, and IT security will become even more important. But those are the three things that I would do. I would make someone responsible, and I'll start deploying in the experimental phase somewhere.
Absolutely. Throw in the Lego blocks, put up a pen around them, and let your employees' imaginations run wild. Vili Schoeman, Managing Director for Accenture Technology in Africa, talking about the democratizing effect of new technology.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.